and Breira. The reason why he says he shouldn't drink from the wine now, because the new Chsaron there, Omulal Rameya, Yehuda is about Rameya. Why aren't you afraid you're going to drink some wine now before you really take off the Trumas and Maestris? Let's be afraid later they'll break the barrel and all the wine will get ruined and you won't be able to take off Trumas and Maestris. Is so benim to shreis to tolong mafreya. Like if you never come to take off the trumas later, so what we drank at the beginning was tevel. So maybe that's why Yehuda says you shouldn't drink from this barrel of wine now before you take off truma. Not because it doesn't know from Breira, but you're afraid maybe the barrel will break. And normally Rabbi Meir said back to Yehuda, then I'm not afraid about likashi yibaka. I'm not afraid of that. Look, if it breaks, it breaks. He meant to say though, but right now it didn't break. I'm not afraid it's going to break. So you see, it's not a machlekes in Breira. Everybody holds from Breira. Machlekes says, are you afraid it's going to break or not? So still, maybe if Yehuda holds on Yom Tov, the reason why he could eat from the Shechita on Yom Tov was Yisraimich on Breira. Samura says, no. Ela rather me the Tani Ayah. From this Tani, Rashi says, Shem of Echochem. Ayah learned like this. The Tani will learn like this. Tani Ayah. Ayah learned. That Yehuda says, Einodam masna al shnei devarim kiechad. A person is Hichos Ervin. You can't put down like two Arabs and make it tonight. A person can't put down two Arab chumen outside the city and make it tonight. Ela rather is like this. Kiechad. Ela imbo chochel mizrach eruv lemizrach. The marav eruv lemarav. That's all. You put it down on both sides, and you could say now whichever side the chacham comes to, that's the side the Arab should be. But vidu lakan or lakan loy, but to put it to be both ways, that you can't do. Yeah. Rashi says, Elim bo chochem al chochem echad shebor. You don't know which way is coming, that you can make it. But two ways, that you can't do. So as soon as Yomar explains now, vidu lakan lakan loy, vidu bo, he asked the question, maishna lakan lakan de loy, diyein breiro from breiro. In other words, let's say there are two chacham coming, and you want to have your choice tomorrow to pick whichever one you want, that's no good. So what do you say? You can't take your choice because of Ein Breira. If so, Mizrach Umar of Nami, even if it's only one chacham coming, and you're not sure which side of the city he's going to be in, so you want to make an Erev on a Tanai, whichever one he comes tomorrow, that's the one you want to be Chal, also with Shei Ein Breira. That's right, then when you put down the Erev, you don't know which one's going to be Chal. You have to wait till tomorrow to see when he comes, so that's also Breira. Filmer of Yehuda or Kfar b'Chochem. The Torah says they were talking about the Chochem already came. So if only one Chochem is supposed to come, and he came before Shabbos, says you do not know which side he came on. So then you could put down two errors, and you make it tonight, whichever side he's at, you want it to be Chal. So that's not braver, because really it's known right now where he is, just you don't know. But if you put down two errors, and you say, listen, two Chochem are coming tomorrow. I don't know which one I want to go to yet. I'll decide tomorrow. And right now we don't know. It's first going to be decided tomorrow. That's called Breira. That does not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira. So we're back to the Kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira, how could you shecht on Yom Tov? Let's be afraid that it was Muksa. If you tell him now, Behem is Oymid Legadol, the Behem is Oymid, just to have kids or to work with it, not to shecht it, so every Behem should be Muksa and on Yom Tov. So it's like this, Elarad Om Rab Yosef, Rab Yehuda de Kalami. So it's not true. So, but you have to answer it then is? So what Munsa? Mr. Hurut, you have to answer now to say, well, the Chur Yosef Kashta, the Sama Behemo, is Zoymid Lachidur also. That's why Elad Ashechter on Yom Tif. So we have a Kashta in our Mishnah then. The Sama Behemo, Zoymid Lachidur Shechita then. So why is the Muksa then? So why should it be also? So if they have a Kashta, which of Yehuda is it that says that it's also Bachila Li Yoymid? So Rabbi Yosef, Hatayat Rabbi Yehuda de Kalem vi. So Rabbi Yehuda, in the lachos of Kalem, it's now done like this. Kol ha-kalem hanitolim b'Shabbos, any kalem that you're allowed to use on Shabbos, that he has a useful purpose on Shabbos. So shivreyim nitolim. If the kli breaks, a plate breaks, you could use the broken plate also. But a bavad providing shi'osim mei melocha, they have to be able to do the same type of melocha was done before. Bin shivri areva. If you have a broken bowl that you used to make the dough in, so lechasas bem pichovius, it's enough to use it now just to cover a barrel. It doesn't have to be done mamish the same look you did before. I think you could do some work with it. Shivrei schuchas, let's say you have a broken glass, lechasas bem piapach, you could also close up cover or bottle with it. So it has some use, it's not muksa. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It has to be similar to the same work it was doing before. If it's not the same thing before, then it's muksa. What does that mean to say? Shivriya reva, a broken bowl that you use to knead the dough in. So losuk l'teicha mikveh. You have to be able to put now in there also mikveh, like a fat or thick soup. Kitzur, Rashi says, tavshal av. You have to have some thick tavshal. It has to be like a dough that you could store in it now. And shivriya is chukh, because you have broken glass. Losuk l'teicha shemen. You have to be able to put now oil inside it. Miei melachten. Sadiq is only if it's usable now. Something like it was used before, then it's good. Sadiq is then it's good. Miei melachten acheres loy. But if it's some other use, then no good. Alma, what do we see? Kivod loy iskin liyes melach melacha. Yesterday you had a glass. A glass was only meant to drink with, to store liquid in it. It wasn't prepared though, just to cover barrels with it. So I see it's also used today. It's like muksa. So Yochanan here now Mishnah also. Kivud le iska miyesmoel, since this animal was not set aside yesterday, asura, therefore should remain muksa. Wasn't set aside yesterday to eat with it. Rashi says, v'kocha behemu v'chayel l'achilu emedis, l'yeldi l'gadu hem av yudah, shem yomtif. I don't know, says my third. Omle noch nir, nirash the mors raya. So mors says again, omle abayabay says back again, midomi, what's the tushto? What's one to do with the other? Before you had a glass. Now you have a broken glass or something else. It's not only to use this glass to cover with. Therefore, it's muksa. Therefore, it's considered like something was created new on Yom Tov. That's why it's also on Shabbos. It's melech. Something new came about. The also. But also, this animal, let's say before Shabbos, it's an animal. And now on Shabbos, also it's an animal. Just as dead. So uchla v'yifrusu, it's a piece of meat, that's all. And therefore it shouldn't be muksa. And Rashi speaks out, like we just came out before, that the reason why Yud holds you allowed a shecht on Yom Tif, because an animal, even when it's alive, it's oimid l'achila, it's not really muksa. So this animal is oimid to eat. So mind if you mean if it's alive or it's dead, it's not called mervid, you're not creating something new. It's the same animal, same piece of meat. It's just like you slice off a piece of meat from it. So it's not mervid here, so it shouldn't be muksa now, Mishnah. That's called uchla diifrasu, it's a piece of meat. V'shamin l'Rav Yehuda, we heard from Yehuda, the Yom, he holds, uchla diifrasu, shapa dami. They just cut off a piece of meat or a piece of food from something else, that's not muksa. That's not done like this. Ein tzerchten es ha-peris. You're not allowed to squeeze out peris, leitzim in mashkin, and take out juice from it. It's a schita. V'im yotzim ni'asim. What's going to be if the juice comes out by themselves? Let's say you have an orange. By itself, the juice, or the grapes, the juice comes out. Asum. But if you are born with salsa, it's exer, maybe you come to squeeze it out to drink it. Rebuda says, Imli Oichlon, if you first brought these, let's say, oranges into the house to eat them, then Ayoitzamiya Mutta, what comes out by itself on Shabbos, let it drink from it. Even grapes, if you brought the grapes in the house to eat them, so now if by something pressed down and the juice came out, you let it drink it. But if Imla Mashkin, if you brought it, these grapes for vegetables, squeezed them to make it into juice, then on Shabbos, Hayetzemen, if by itself some juice came out of it, also you're not allowed to eat from it. Because it's a gzera, since you brought it for that purpose, so obviously you're happy with the juice. So afraid maybe you come to make more juice. Yeah. So Rashi just says, Shamim minor miho, demishum nervid li also Rav Yehuda. That for nervid it's not also. But the question is, first you had grapes, and now juice came out of it. So why don't we say the juice should be yes? It's like nerlid, something new is being created. Elamari, if you'd hold, that's not called nerlid. It was like here before, it's like part of the food. It just came out now. So it's only us, if it's exactly, you may come and squeeze it again on Shabbos, if you brought it for the purpose of squeezing. But if you brought these grapes for the purpose of eating, so there's no exactly, you come to squeeze it out more on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink the juice. So you see, even though it's coming out from the grapes, it's only called a piece of the grape, it's not called nerlid. So you're an animal also, when it's alive, and then when it's shechita, it's only called a piece of the meat, it's not called melet. So again, we're still in the kasha then, where do we see from Rabbi Yehuda that he would agree in our Mishnah, it's also Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, when Rav said it's also Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Where is this Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, yes. Lavit Merlah, didn't we learn upon this halacha here, that Rabbi Yehuda says here, that if you make if the juice comes out of the peris, and the peris are oimed lachilo, that you're allowed to drink the juice. So lavit melo, didn't we learn on this, that Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, that moid hoi Rav Yehuda will agree lachom trechomim, besalei zeisim v'yanovim, we have baskets of olives or of grapes. That what? You have baskets of olives and grapes. Even if you bought them before Shabbos for the purpose of eating them, and now on Shabbos something happens, something presses down on them, that juice comes out, that what? That'll be also to drink? If you agree to this, why? Even though you bought it for Achilo. Alma, what do we say? Kivon l'schita kaima, that since most people, when they buy olives and grapes, the purpose of them is to press them to get wine or to get oil from it. So therefore, yoyza daitoi, this person also, even though he bought the grapes and the olives to eat them, but now the juice came out of it, we have to be afraid. His yoyza daitoi will be nich with it, and he'll be happy with the juice, and we have to make it zero. Maybe you go and press out more juice. Therefore, it's also. So today, that's Pshana Mishnah also. Hochinami also Pshana Mishnah like that. Kivun l'shchita kaima. Since an animal is oimetav shchita. So therefore, true, you before Shabbos didn't think you're going to make a shchita on this animal. This animal is oimet l'gadol. But it is oimet l'shchita. So therefore, there's the gzera now that yoyve daitai, he'll put his mind onto it. Meaning to say that the reason why it's also Yomer on Shabbos is because since the person now has a Shechita done to it, he's happy with the Shechita. So after making Zerah, he may come to Shecht himself also. The Rashi says, "Chivon the Dai Tabachi Kazrina Bonami." He shows us by Bachila, also like Achilu LeMishchat. It will be matim to eat from this Shechita. He may come next time like Achilu to make a Shechita on Shabbos, just like we're saying that if you agree by Sali Zaysim via Novim. Even though you bought them lachilo, but the mitzvah now on Shabbos, some juice comes out of it. You're happy with that juice, and there are abundance in Gzeira not to drink the juice, because if you drink the juice, we're afraid you may go and press out to make more juice. It's the same thing on Shabbos also a shchita. If somebody made a shchita on Shabbos, it's a Gzeira and abundance, not heat from the meat, because since the behemi avad is oimid l'shchita, even though you didn't want to make a shchita now before Shabbos, but it's still oimid eventually to make a shchita. So now that the Shechita came about on it, we should make this Gzerim with the Rabbanim, not eat it today, because otherwise we're afraid you may go to Chetchila to make a Shechita. So therefore it's good, our Mishnah comes according to Rav, it comes according to this Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, it won't come out well. The Gemara says, Midi hu taimo el Rav, who are we coming to answer? Only Rav. Rav is the one that said in our Mishnah, Sepshana Mishnah, L'yoyim Yitzasa. We want to say, now Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rav said on this whole, this machlok is about Shechita, that Rav Shechita was not like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, but Rav said that Chol Koye Rabbi Yehuda Afilu B'Salizeisim V'Yanovim. Rav holds no, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree and would disagree, argue with Chomim, even B'Salizeisim V'Yanovim, even by grapes and by olives, if you brought them into the house, I'm not to eat them. So we see, even though juice comes out on Shabbos, still it's mutter. And we don't say now that it changed, Yoiv Daiti to have Das to drink it. No, it's totally clearly what your Das was before Shabbos. So Sova Shechita also here. Since you did not make a Shechita before Shabbos, Minastam, you did not have Das to make the Shechita on Shabbos. So Minastam, if a Shechita was done on Shabbos, we should not be afraid that maybe you can come to make another Shechita. So we still do not know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where's the Rabbi Yehuda that would agree to, Rav Zalachom, that would say if you make a Shechita on Shabbos, it's also tited b'yoymoi. We don't have such a Rabbi Yehuda yet. So the Torah says, rather, Elo Omer Rav Sheshes, pray the Ravidi, I'll tell you Rabbi Yehuda the Neresi, that maybe it means Rabbi Yehuda of Hilchus Neres, the Muks of Neres. According to that halacha, would apply good our Mishnah, wherein our Mishnah should be also b'yoymoi. The Tanya would learn like this, Metautlin Ner Chodesh Avolo Yoshan, Dibu Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to move around, even on Shabbos, a new candlestick, but not an old one. And Rashi says, a new one you never lit yet, it's chazal l'mimim of a peri, could use it to put peris inside it. Sef was like, not muksa yet. If you're allowed to use it, move it around, even on Shabbos. Avolo yosha, not an old one. Rashi says, why? To muksu mach mesmiyas. Once you used it once, a kli cheres, it used once, like you burned the candle in it, it gets dirty, it gets black, it's mias, it's disgusting like. And Rashi says, Shadas kitzaboy. People don't like it. Vach beim anam, Rashi says. Kishikidish Hayoim he muksa machmas aver menachai. Shlonishkoto. Like at the beginning of Shabbos also, it's mukma machmas iso. Right now, the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat from this animal. Didn't have a shchit yet. It's muksa machmas iso. So the Havamina is a Rebuda holds. For muksa machmas mias, for sure is also going to hold muksa machmas iso. So I'll be the muksa, why not eat this piece of meat? Since at the beginning of Shabbos, it didn't have a shchit yet. So that an issa even menachai on it. So that's why it's also to eat from this meat. So verse says no. Hey, Modishama, the Rabbi Yehuda, when do we hear Rabbi Yehuda hold this type of a muksa? Only maybe the muksa machmas mias. A muksa with a candlestick looks black and dirty. It's disgusting. That we say people will not use. So then you put a set it aside from your mind not to use it. Therefore, it's muksa no Shabbos. But maybe muksa machmas issa mishamat lay. Where do we hear Rabbi Yehuda holds for muksa machmas issa? Over here, the animal is okay. It looks nice. It's only had an issa, even menachai on it. Who said the father, people on the katzadas put away the money not to use it? Who said they have you degrees of such a muksa? Someone says, in yes, I'll bring you proof he does. There's not in blood, if you do I know, kol nerish shamat, chutz min a nerish, a leak above yes a Shabbos. The ner that was lit on that Shabbos,